tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live from the Cordon Green. Now, you would think, you think Le Cordon Bleu. Now, this is Le Cordon Green. This is a better color. Being Irish, I find green to be a much more pleasant color than blue. But it's the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, and we are celebrating National Hamburger Day, National Brisket Day, the end of National Pickle Week with the Leviathan of Live Fire himself, Stephen Reichlin. And Stephen, now you've got something that I don't think, you know, anybody goes into an Asian restaurant, I find that at least 60% of them to 70% of them want to try the pork because they do some amazing things with pork. What, go figure, in your new book have you got for us today, brother?
Okay. Well, you know, char siu, which is Chinese barbecued pork, and you see it hanging at restaurants in the window of Chinatown. It's beautiful gloss to it. Well, in point of fact, most of that is not really smoked. It's roasted in the oven and then sometimes deep fried. But I thought, and by the way, this sort of brings me to my background in barbecue a little bit, which is non-existent. I do not come from a long line of pit masters. I did not learn at my dad's knee how to smoke or grill. And for me, barbecued ribs meant carry out from a Chinese restaurant on Sunday, like all good Jewish people in Baltimore. Any case, so I thought, wouldn't it be cool to make char siu and really smoke it? So it's a three-step process, and it begins first, like so many smoke recipes, with a rub, and this rub has in it brown sugar.
You've really picked up on this radio thing.
And five spice powder. That's a combination of cinnamon, fennel, anise seed, star anise, pepper. The formula varies from manufacturer to manufacturer, but what we're talking about is sort of a licorice flavor. And last of all, white pepper. And I just want to mix these ingredients together with a fork. So that's your basic rub. Right here I have a strip of a pork shoulder cut into strips. You could also use pork tenderloin. And what I want to do is sprinkle the rub on all sides on this strip of pork. By the way, you want to choose a fatty cut of pork and leave the fat on. That will help keep the meat moist while it smokes. All right. So that is a first preparation. And while we're letting the rub infuse into the meat, I want to prepare the marinade, which will become the sauce to serve with it. So, typical Asian ingredients, we start with honey for sweetness. Okay, next we have soy sauce. We have oyster sauce, which gives you a wonderful salty, briny, umami flavor. Sesame oil, you always want to put an oil in a marinade to keep the meat moist. And then we have rice wine, or we're using sake today, or you could use sherry, rice wine. Finally, hoisin sauce, that sweet anise-flavored condiment that you could think of in a funny way as Chinese ketchup. All right? And what we're going to do now is whisk these ingredients together into a smooth marinade. And we'll add our rubbed pork and marinate the pork for at least 4 hours or as long as overnight.
Okay. Now, is it, can you marinate it too long? What's the longest you would want to marinate?
I wouldn't marinate it more than 12 hours because with this much salt and with small pieces of pork, you would run the risk of having your pork come out too salty. That's, by the way, why there's no salt in the rub either, because the salt. Okay, so here's our pork. We will wave the Barbecue University magic wand, Project Smoke magic wand over it, and it is now marinated for 12 hours. Okay?
Beautiful.
Cooking at this, we want to set up the smoker. Well, for you guys on the egg, it would be set up for indirect grilling, wood chips at the bottom. I like cherry with Asian food. And the smoking time on this guy, it's going to be about 45 minutes to 1 hour. It's a hot smoke. You want to cook the pork to an internal temperature of about 155 degrees.
Okay? Are you glad to see them drop the temperatures on pork for the FDA?
Yes and no. I mean, I am, but to be honest with you, I personally like pork cooked through. I don't like pink pork, although I know it's fashionable to do so. Maybe if it's a really gorgeous Berkshire heritage pork chop. But I am. I mean, the supposed dangers of pork have been non-existent for a long time. Okay, so this will go out on the grill, and I believe we have another pork ready to go. And what I've done is I drained off the marinade, and I placed the marinade in a saucepan, and now we're going to bring that mixture to a boil, and we'll use that for the sauce. Why do you always boil a marinade in which raw meat has...
Who knows out
marinated.
Here?
Marinated.
Who knows?
In case there's any bacteria, you want to kill the bacteria. Yeah. That's right. Good. Okay. So does anybody have any questions?
I do.
Yeah.
What inspired, you use the word ecumenical, and me being as close to godly as they come, it brought something to mind here. What is hacking and coughing? Tell you what, there must be pollen in the air after this rainstorm. But you created, keeping with ecumenical, the barbecue Bible. Mm-hmm. Now, that was really, that's more than a labor of love, baby. That is an expensive journey that took you 4 years.
So I'll tell you a funny story about the barbecue Bible. First of all, I was writing a series of books on low-fat cooking, and then they invented Lipitor, so I didn't need to do that anymore. Because I started my writing career as a restaurant critic for Boston Magazine. And then I did develop a cholesterol problem, and so I created this kind of low-fat diet to help my own personal cholesterol problem. And one day I was working on maybe it was low-fat Italian or low-fat Jewish, and a kind of idea popped into my head. I liken it to hearing a voice, and I remember what I was wearing and what the weather was like and where I was sitting, and it was like I heard this voice that said, "Follow the fire." The idea was I was going to travel around the world and document how people grill in different countries, right? Because grilling is the world's oldest cooking method, and it's the most universal, but everybody does it differently. And that book became Barbecue Bible, and dashed off a proposal, got a contract back sort of within 48 hours, which never happens in publishing. And I thought, okay, well, this will be a nice little 100-page book, 100-recipe book. I'll visit 10 countries, be in and out. And I wound up taking 4 years to write. I traveled all over the world. I spent my advance in the first 9 months, which is why I wrote 4 more low-fat cookbooks to fund that. Finally came out in 1998, and, it just took off in a big way. And
how many countries did you end up...
Well, so far to date, I'm up to 56.
Wow.
And haven't been to Antarctica yet, but I'm told that there are Russian researchers there that do a mean shoslik when it's only 30 degrees below zero.
Yeah. Well, okay. yeah, that sounds like... Now, that book has sold over 4 million...
Well, actually, the series has sold over 5 million copies. Two of the books, Barbecue Bible and How to Grill, are both million-plus copy bestsellers. Translated into 17 languages, including my native Japanese.
That is absolutely amazing. And it's a great book for those who are just starting out because it covers so many things, like you're getting ready to slice up the meat.
I am. So, anyway, you see the pork. It's been basted. It's beautifully glistening. If we were to feel it, it feels firm but not overly firm. Cooked to about 155. And I'm going to thinly slice the pork on the diagonal. And if you... If you could see through your radio speaker, you would see that there's a little subcutaneous pinkish tinge to the meat. That
wow.
is called the smoke ring, and that is the result of the process of smoking. In wood smoke, there are hundreds of flavor-producing compounds. One of them is nitrogen dioxide, and that is responsible for this pink color.
That's a beautiful thing. And what was that word you used again, that multisyllabic word?
Which particular one?
Yeah. Well, of course, we knew what it meant. But anyway, he's cutting it up. He's slicing it thin. Not too thin, so it doesn't look like the relatives are coming over. But anyway, my friends, it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about the Asian. What do you think of the Asian pour? I'll tell you what. If you'd like to find it, it's number 4 on the menu. But anyway, Stephen Reichlin is here with us today. And what do you got coming back for us?
So when we come back, and I'm going to do, when I finish the pork, I'm going to drizzle it with the sauce, sprinkle it with a little sesame seeds, chopped scallions, serve it with Chinese mustard. When we come back, the final frontier, and that will be smoked ice cream.
Taking it to the streets with Stephen Reichlin at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, baby.